Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello and welcome back. This is Consider This Northumberland, and I'm your host, Robert Washburn, and you're listening to Northumberland 89.7 FM. Many parents like to keep their kids busy outside of school. Whether it's playing rep hockey, martial arts, or music lessons, extracurricular activities are part of many children's lives. Usually these activities gear up come September, but this year is different. Like so many other aspects of our lives, these groups are facing challenges as they adjust to the restrictions placed on us by the pandemic. In this interview with Heather Grundy, president of the Northumberland branch of the Navy League of Canada, she explains her group's efforts as just one example of countless others facing these hardships. I am so pleased to have with me today Heather Grundy, the president of the Northumberland branch of the Navy League of Canada, which is located in Port Hope. Welcome to Consider This, Heather Grundy.
Good morning.
The impact of the pandemic on community groups has been massive. We never think about groups like yours or the Boy Scouts or sports leagues for young people. And I'm sure that there are parents out there that are worrying about just returning to school. But what about those extracurricular activities? So before we get into what is different, can you tell us off the top, what would you normally be doing at this time of year in preparation for the fall for your group?
So normally at this time of year, our officers would be contacting the cadets that we have had previously, out recruiting for some new cadets, and just preparing the programs, going through their equipment, making sure that they have everything that they need to have startup of the program in the next couple of weeks. We would be advertising for welcome back barbecues and engaging with the community, kind of promoting the program, getting ready for September.
All right. Can you take a moment, just in case somebody doesn't know what you do at the Navy League, just describe what you guys do and how it's organized?
So we have two corps running out of Port Hope. We have the Navy League Corps, which is our little guys, which are the 9 to 12-year-olds. They meet once a week at the hall at 17 Mill Street South, and they do different activities similar to our Sea Cadets, but more age-appropriate for a 9 to 12-year-old. Then we also have our Sea Cadet Corps, the Skeena Sea Cadets. They were the ones that traveled very fortunately to Iceland last year for the commemoration of the loss of their namesake. That is cadets ages 12 to 19, and they come together twice a week and do a variety of different activities related to nautical themes, citizenship, seamanship, those kinds of activities.
So can you give us maybe just a couple of specific examples of the kind of things you learn?
Would be things like orienteering. We have a range where they're doing some shooting activities. They do get out on the water a couple of times a year. Trying to think, they do a lot of ceremonial things. So Remembrance Day, Battle of the Atlantic, commemoration activities. Being involved in our community is a big part. So volunteer activities with different community groups.
You also have a musical component as well.
We do. We have a band, and they perform in lots of different parades. So our program kind of has something for everyone, right? So you could be part of the band, you could be on the orienteering team, you could be on the sailing team, you could be doing one of those things or many of those things. And it really gives a variety of things that would appeal to a youth who is looking to perhaps be really competitive in one of those things, but also somebody who just wants to try all the different things that we have to offer.
And like so many of these programs, like Boy Scouts and sports, so there's the social interaction, the friendships that come out of it. That must all be a component, is it not?
Absolutely. And we typically are seeing kids who are doing something different than a rep sport. Yes, we have some that participate in things like hockey and baseball and those kinds of things in the community. But we also have some youth that cadets is what they make their life about. And this is where they have their friendships outside of school and in the community. So it really offers a place for everyone.
Let's talk about the impact of the pandemic. What are you doing differently this year as you prepare for the fall?
So we've been on stand down, which means no programming, no interaction in person since March, like many other organizations. And we currently are still under the stand down order from Department of National Defense and the Navy League of Canada until at least October the 1st. So right now you're starting to see officers meet of platforms like Zoom, trying to prepare the programs. We are out there saying, you know, you can sign up for cadets. We're going to have some sort of online version of the program that you can participate in. We are making every effort to work to engage the youth in a way that is interesting to them, but also is respectful to the rules that we have to maintain because of the pandemic.
That sounds really interesting. I mean, when you're talking about earlier and describing the program, it seemed to me like there were a lot of hands-on types of things. I mean, you know, having a piece of rope in your hand and learning how to tie a knot, or going out in a sailboat and sailing. You know, if I play in the band, obviously I need to have an instrument and I need to be able to play. How do you see the transition between that sort of tactile learning that the young people do versus what you've just described to me as being something virtual?
So from the end of March until the end of June, our Sea Cadets met via Zoom, and they were doing things that were like knowledge and skill building that they could kind of work together. So it could be researching something and then presenting to their peers. It could be the officers and senior cadets had worked to develop something like Jeopardy, where it builds the knowledge piece of the seamanship course. There's different phases within the cadet program, so there are things that they kind of have to achieve and learn and know. So our officers have been doing an incredible job at adapting that program to be able to at least still engage the youth and have them learn some things.
But what about the aspect of returning to physically being together? Have you started at all to plan, or has your superiors at Navy League of Canada or DND, have they started to talk to you about physically coming back together?
So locally, we have a working group that we have officers, branch members, so that's our board, and particular skill sets involved in that working group to come up with an action plan. So we are very fortunate to own our own building, but we do need to put certain things in place. We've been looking at the public health guidance documents that have been coming out. We have also had guidance documents from Department of National Defense in regards to Sea Cadets and Navy League of Canada in regards to our Navy League cadets. They're all moving targets at this point. As we monitor what's coming out of public health, we need to wait and see what's going to happen with the schools. The outbreak manual for the schools, for example, was only released a couple of days ago. So really, we're having to take into consideration when we're developing our action plan, what is the public health guidance? What will it look like as far as cohorting? Are students from different schools allowed to be together in after-school programs, and what does that look like? We're also having to consider, from a physical aspect of our building, how do we do drop-off and pick-up safely? How do we do screening? What additional things do we need in the building, like hand sanitizer? What are our cleaning practices? How do you do something like canteen and snack with the cadets? Like things that are traditionally fundamental pieces of the program, the flag party, the bosun's pipe. Currently, you're not allowed to use wind instruments. So how do we adapt that to be safe, to still have that component of the program, while also meeting the COVID restrictions? So there are a lot of moving parts. There's so lot of unknowns, and we continue to meet to see how we need to adapt in order to hopefully be able to welcome cadets back to the building when it's safe.
What challenges does your particular building present to you that you have to address? I just wonder about the age of it and the structure and the way it's set up. Is it really conducive to even bringing young people back together?
That's a really good question that we continue to attempt to find an answer to, right? So it is an older building. It obviously has its issues as being an older building. Not a heck of a lot of airflow or windows that we can open. That is one of the challenges that we're looking at. We're lucky in the fact that we do have our own building. There are many, many corps out there right now who are community use of school. They use a school in the evening, and none of that's being approved at this point. So the fact that we have our own space, we can, we have a branch and a board that supports the two corps, that we can make the adaptations that we need to in our own space is a positive. We don't have other people from the public accessing that space currently. And so we are able to control more of those things, but there are costs associated with that. We're a not-for-profit organization. At this point, there hasn't been any funds released specifically for those things. We continue to look for those opportunities, but there are going to have to be many considerations put into the action plan before we are prepared to have the cadets back to the building.
Do you worry that masks and physical distancing are going to be enough, and hand sanitizing? I mean, that's what the mantra we keep hearing from public health.
I would say as a parent, I have huge concerns, right? And as the branch president, I have concerns. As branch president, I don't want our facility to be the one that's linked to an outbreak amongst kids. No parent wants to see their kid sick. This is scary. We don't know what it looks like in kids, because so far with the closures, we've done a good job keeping the kids kind of self-isolating and at safe physical distancing. Being outside when the weather was good was really helpful. So there are huge concerns. I don't think any of us really know what's going to happen once schools open. And I think that we're just, unfortunately, in a position of going to have to wait and see whether it is enough. And as a parent, I think it's kind of a when, not an if, something's going to happen. So we just need to hope that we're prepared and we've talked about enough plans in place that we're able to have good communication with our families, so that we know if somebody's sick that they're not at the program, if we do get to a spot, or when we do get to a spot of being back there in person.
You've alluded to a number of times the relationship between what happens at school and what happens within your program. Could you talk a bit more about how that relationship works, so that people could better understand how you see what happens in the school system impacting what your program would offer or a similar extracurricular activity would offer?
So reviewing the school guidance documents and the public health recommendations, we've seen a lot of things around cohorting. When we look around busing, they're talking about keeping kids together as much in their cohorts and their pods as possible. So cadets is a program where you've got kids from many different schools coming together, that just provides yet another cohort together. So what we don't know, what hasn't been established yet, is what that's going to look like by mixing kids in schools. The daycare guidance documents and the after-school program documents talk an awful lot about keeping kids together from the same school, so you're not mixing and having more points of contact. So that's one of our concerns when we do come back together.
What are you hearing from parents? What are they saying to you?
I think parents are quiet right now, and I think speaking as a parent, there's so many unknowns right now. What is the school year going to look like? What are the start-up dates going to look like? How long is it going to take for there to be an outbreak in a school? What's going to happen when the outbreak happens in a school? So I think our parents aren't necessarily saying, yeah, it's the beginning of September and we're signing our kids up and we're confident that they're going to be there and they're going to be participating, because we just don't know what the next little bit's going to look like, right? So the parents have been quiet for the most part.
All right, let's now turn to financing, because I know that's the foundation upon which all the activities for extracurricular groups take place.
So as the Northumberland branch, we pay for our building, the utility costs, the programming costs, any of the additional things that wouldn't typically be covered under Department of National Defense for our Sea Cadets. So extra opportunities to be out on the water, for example, regional shoots, those kinds of things. So there is a small budget for staff for Sea Cadets and some programming dollars, but not very much that comes for our Sea Cadets. Our Navy League program is 100% funded by the branch. And we typically are out there fundraising. We're out there doing events. We have done the pizza booth in the Memorial Park the last couple of years for July 1st. We do other things like that, and usually get a donation back in return for participating. But really, we go to community businesses, and the businesses in our community have been fantastically supportive of our program over the years. So we are based on fundraising dollars.
What would be your typical expenditure for a year?
We're probably talking somewhere around $30,000 a year. So utilities, outings, extra program material, or somewhere between $25,000 and $30,000 for the year, I would say.
If that's the case, and you say that you get lots of support from businesses, and of course businesses have been impacted severely by the pandemic, are you concerned at all that they'll be able to follow through, or are you hearing from them that you're going to get the same level of support?
We have not asked for any support this year currently. There's been a couple of small donations that have come to us, thankfully. We, as a branch, are very lucky. We were in a very good position going into this. I wouldn't say that's the same for all cadet corps, but for ours in particular, we have a little bit of a cushion that we are able to continue without seeking those donations currently. What that's going to look like as we move into 2021, I don't know. We will be looking for funding opportunities. We're looking at grants and things like that. Currently, with the stand down and with the directives, our cadets can't be volunteering. They can't be out fundraising. We usually do tagging. That will not be happening for the foreseeable future. So we are going to have to look at other opportunities.
How typical do you think the challenges are that you face as compared to the challenges of other extracurricular groups within Northumberland? Are they the same or are yours unique? Where would you see them being the same and where would you see them being unique?
I think that we're probably not all that different than any other organization. I also happen to be the vice president of the Northumberland Sports Council. We're in communication with a lot of the local sport organizations. And we're all going to be facing the same challenges, right? So looking for direction from provincial organizations, trying to figure out how to match that with what's happening locally. Are the activities even able to start back up? Where are those activities going to start back up? As I said, with cadets, we have our own building, so it makes it a little bit easier. Many of our sport organizations run out of schools and municipal facilities, and those things aren't necessarily available right now. So, and aren't able to be used in a safe way. So the challenges aren't all that different for any small not-for-profit organization locally right now, I don't think.
Are there any other Navy League groups deciding not to run programs this fall?
I honestly don't know the answer to that. We have had to submit a facilities survey to National, and I wouldn't know which ones currently are able to run and which ones aren't. I think everybody's kind of trying to figure out what their action plan's going to look like, and for many that may include having to look for a new space.
Is there any chance you might not run this fall?
We are going to monitor things very closely. We are going to look for the guidance from Department of National Defense in regards to Sea Cadets and National in regards to Navy League. We're going to have to look at our local public health unit to see whether they can approve our action plan to return. We will be looking to them for some guidance around what we need to do to the facility and procedure-wise. But we're just, I don't know that we know 100% when we're going to be back at the building at this point.
So when you're talking to your young people, what are you saying to them to keep them interested and to keep them engaged, to keep them hopeful that it's all going to come back and they'll be able to do it once more?
So our officers of both corps have been reaching out to all of our cadets and all of our families. They will be doing something online in September as far as re-engaging, whether it's Zoom meetings, whether it's Google Classroom activities. We're very much moving towards starting the program back up in some way, but that way will be virtual at this point until we get the all clear to, and that we're prepared to actually be back at the building.
So what would you say to a parent or to a child that was maybe thinking about an extracurricular activity this fall?
We would say come join us. We are recruiting. We can do all the registration online. You can start attending the Zoom meetings and whatever, the Google Classroom, whatever the corps decide to do. We want to see you out there. We're a great organization, and we're going to do, the branch is going to do what we need to do in order to get the program back up and running in a safe way when the time is right.
Heather Grundy, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
No problem. Thanks so much for having me.
That was my conversation with Heather Grundy, president of the Northumberland branch of the Navy League of Canada. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.